We're celebrating the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is an invitation to be more contemplative. Some of the pilgrims who joined us yesterday for our Jubilee Year pilgrimage said that yesterday was the pilgrimage day, now today is the contemplative day, a day of prayer. I know that not everyone here was with us on the journey yesterday, but many were. And it's still quite fresh in my mind, partly because it's a pilgrimage is always a kind of microcosm, a little representative of the whole journey of life. And we had a pilgrimage into Manila yesterday, which meant a lot of time in Manila traffic. So a pilgrimage into Manila is also a pilgrimage into the world and finding God in the world, which is very important for contemplatives, to find God in ordinary life. So it was billed as a Jubilee Year pilgrimage and also a pilgrimage of our community celebrating our 50th anniversary on a whim at 50, and there were 50 pilgrims. We didn't choose the number 50 because of the 50 years. That's how many seats are on the bus. So it happened to be 50. But I thought of it, that's insignificant. And then the Americans are having another pilgrimage in about 2 months. And that one also is 50 people for the 50 years. And also there's 50 seats on the bus. That's how it gets chosen. Anyway, we are trying to celebrate our theme, our journey of life in the heart of the church. And everybody was wearing a t-shirt with the logo on it. It says, our journey of life in the heart of the church. And it turned out to be a pilgrimage into the heart of the church because it was into the heart of Mary. We started in McLaren, our mother of perpetual help. We were very warmly welcomed there, had a ceremony there, a beautiful way to start a pilgrimage. And then, so after being welcomed into the heart of Mary, then we went to Quiapo, and that was a more like the cross. from the gentle welcome of Our Lady, we went to the chaos of Quiapo, and they wouldn't let the bus park there, and then we had to figure out what we were doing, and we ended up on the street, and went back inside, and it was a sort of beautiful part of the pilgrimage, but it was really to honor Jesus' suffering, the Jesus Nazareno. So Mary led us to Jesus. Then the third church we went to was San Agustin Church. I always called it San Agustin Church. And when we went in there, there's a big statue of St. Paul, which confused me. I didn't know why he was there. I thought it would be St. Augustine. Turns out the church is another Marian church, Our Lady of Consolación y Correa. Our Lady of Consolation and the Cincture. Correa means Cincture. So that's an Augustinian devotion. So we went from Our Mother Perpetual Help to the Quiapo, Jesús Nazareno, then back to Our Lady, Our Lady of Consolation. And then we went to Binondo Church, which is another Marian church, parish of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. And there was a big statue of Our Lady in the sanctuary, which I assumed was Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. I learned after the Mass it was Our Lady of Consolation, who had come from the San Agustin Church. I said, we were just there. And so Our Lady is either following us around or we're following her around. And then we concluded in the fifth church was another Marian church, the minor basilica and the cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. So Immaculate Conception is, of course, the beginning of all Marian devotion. And it's also, the Immaculate Conception is the patroness of the Philippines. And our community is founded on December 8th, so we're also under the care of the Immaculate Conception. And there's a beautiful, very beautiful statue of the Immaculate Conception in the cathedral. I had forgotten how beautiful it was and how big it is. And then there was another statue of Our Lady in there, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So she had just arrived before we arrived. I said, everywhere we go, Mary is leading us in our pilgrimage. So I know that those of you who are not, who didn't join the pilgrimage, this may not seem significant, but let me make a few connections to the liturgy here. When we started the pilgrimage in, the first church was in Baclaran, they had a little paraliturgy to welcome us, and they marched all the pilgrims, 50 people, a pretty big group when you walk in, and they had us in the very front pews of the church. And then they read a reading, And the reading was today's first reading. The encounter of Moses with God in the burning bush. When I heard the woman reading it, I said, oh, I made a mistake. That's Wednesday's reading, and we were there on Tuesday. I don't know if it was a mistake or not. I think, as I thought about it, well, maybe no, because the point of the reading is encountering God in the burning bush, meeting God, finding out that this is holy ground. This is holy ground. And this is a place to meet God. And it's a place to realize that God knows what we're going through. God says to Moses, the cry of the children of Israel has reached me. I have noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. And now I'm sending you to the Pharaoh to let my people out, lead my people out of Egypt. So I don't know why they read that reading, why they read that reading to us yesterday. Maybe they do it for every group of pilgrims because they're welcoming everybody to holy ground, the shrine. They're welcoming everyone to an encounter with God. And Mary, many mystics and scholars have made the connection between Mary and her Immaculate Conception and the burning bush. Because the burning bush is an ordinary bush containing this fire, this divine fire. The bush is not destroyed. And the fire doesn't go out. They seem to remain together, this incompatible two elements, fire and bush. And that's what happened to Mary. She's the ordinary woman. But she's filled with this divine fire. And it didn't burn her up. She just carried this divine fire in her womb, in her whole life. Into the ordinary world, into Nazareth, into Bethlehem, into Egypt, she was a burning bush. Anyway, it's a symbol of also the contemplative life, to carry the life of God within us, even though we're ordinary bushes. And what's more ordinary than a bush? Like a weed, a shrub, any old plant. There's nothing special about the bush, except that it's carrying the fire. Well, ever since we received the Holy Spirit, we're all burning bushes. And we go into an ordinary world which is filled with the presence of God, if our eyes are open to see it. So Moses, here in this first reading, is just doing his ordinary work. He's a shepherd, and he's been a shepherd for 40 years. The tradition is he was 40 years old when he fled Egypt. He goes into the desert, he meets his future wife and his father-in-law, and he starts a new life, starts a family, and he works as a shepherd for 40 years. And when he's 80 years old, he meets God as he's doing his ordinary business. And God has another stage of life for him to go back to Egypt and lead his people out. So that's the next 40 years, 40 years in the desert. But the point we can reflect on is we're some of the people here are 80 years old. So but all of us are in ordinary life. We're just ordinary people. I said we're ordinary bushes. Well, we're ordinary people. And that was very evident in our pilgrimage yesterday. We're just in the same crowd as everybody else in Manila. We're in the same traffic as everybody else. You know, making our way through life like everybody else. And yet, everywhere we go, God is there. This is the way it is with a pilgrimage, and this is the way it is supposed to be with life. We're on our way to God, but we're also journeying with God. Yes, we're on our way to God. We're honoring Mendy, and she's going to make her final pilgrimage to her place of burial today. But as all of us have this final destination is God. But we're also journeying with God, because God is everywhere we are. We don't always see burning bushes, because our eyes of faith are not very perceptive, but we can. If we open the eyes of our hearts, yes, God is everywhere. And so is Our Lady. That was part of our experience in the pilgrimage. Everywhere we went, there's another image of Our Lady. Including in this shrine, by the way, we have Our Lady of the Liturgical Life. So now, to make another connection to today's gospel, Jesus exclaims something quite striking. He praises the Father for hiding things from the wise and the learned and revealing them to the childlike. So there's these two categories of people. There's the wise people or the learned people or the experts, and then there's the childlike. And when we are in the category of the wise and the learned, we don't see, because it's not revealed to us. We're not figuring out the ways of God with the power of our intellect. No. When we're in the category of the childlike, then God reveals things to us, because we're open to receive what he wants to give us. In our pilgrimage, we saw lots and lots of devotional practices. In the McLaren, they gave us a beautiful reproduction of the icon of our Mother of Perpetual Help. And they said that you could take this icon and touch it to the icon on display, not the one up in the church, but in another beautiful reproduction. And the sister who was explaining it said, that's how you bring the blessings home with you. And so we all had a little picture of the icon, we touched icon to the icon, and then we were also invited to write down our petitions. We'll write a little note to Our Lady, ask her to pray for certain petitions, put them in the box. All beautiful practices if you have a childlike heart. But if you're wise and learned, you say, what is that? What's that stupid thing? Bunch of superstitions? What is it? Touching a picture to a picture. How is that going to be a blessing? Well, if you're wise and you're learned, you'll never see it. Then we got the Chiapo. Lots more devotion there. What's touching a carved wooden foot? What is that? kiss the foot of Jesus. Well, it's a very beautiful devotion. In fact, there are 2 feet. One foot is down on the first floor, and then 1 foot's up there behind the altar. And then there's a hand. They led us into the rectory and said, there's a hand, so they can touch a hand. And now, this is a beautiful devotion. I'm all for it. But you have to be childlike to recognize the beauty of encountering God in an ordinary carved piece of wood. Even if it is 300 years old and it's been kissed by 50 million people, it's still a piece of wood. So if you're wise and learned, you say, well, what's that? What's that? It doesn't mean anything. That's not a connection with God. That's just an ordinary bush. There's no fire. Well, that's because you're too wise and too learned to see it. But if you're childlike and you see and you know God is present with us, God makes his presence available to us through ordinary things like pictures and flowers and statues and hands and feet of images of Jesus, then you can see God everywhere. And so all these images, we saw Our Lady of Mount Carmel, who we honor today, in the Manila Cathedral, we saw a statue of Our Lady of Immaculate Conception. There was also an image there of St. Therese, a pilgrim image of Therese and some relics of her. Then there's Our Lady of Consolation, Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, San Lorenzo Ruiz, and all different ways we can encounter God in creation and through his mother and through the saints. My point is, God is with us, and on our pilgrimage, we're journeying with him, but if we're too focused on ourselves, our understanding, our control, if we're too wise and learned, then all this richness will be hidden from us. If we're childlike, we can join Jesus in praising the Father for revealing things to us. So the childlike, which is also the anuim, the little ones, those who are poor in spirit, those who are willing to accept how God does things, can see a lot more. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, today's feast, it also invites us to be childlike, to be children of our mother, and to be clothed in her scapular. This is the devotion of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, right? The brown scapular, which, if we're childlike, we say, isn't that beautiful, that Mary gives us a sign of her protection, a sign of our belonging to her. But if we're too wise and learned, we say, well, what's that? Just a little piece of cloth on a string? you get the point. Anyway, so that's where we are in our pilgrimage. We are all journeying to God. We're journeying with God. We're journeying with Our Lady. Today we honor Our Lady of Mount Carmel. We're journeying with all the childlike, and we're journeying or on pilgrimage into a world where a lot of people don't know. They just don't know. So we become the instruments of the presence of God and the presence of Our Lady to one another. So we ask Our Lady of Mount Carmel to bring us deeper into her heart, into her inner life, to continue to guide us and protect us on our pilgrimage of hope.